This is the Brisnet.com call-in show on the Horse Racing Radio Network. The phone lines are open. Call now, 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776. Now, here's Anthony Stabile and Ed DeRosa.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Brisnet.com call-in show here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. I'm the Big A, Anthony Stabile in New York. Ed DeRosa going to join us from the Bluegrass shortly. Our producer, my man, main man, Lee DeLapina, back in our Lexington, Kentucky studios. 888-966-4776. Ed's running a few minutes late, so I could use your help throughout the show, HRR Nation, but could really use you as a little bit of a co-host early on. A week from Saratoga, 8 days from Del Mar. We'll wrap the Belmont Spring Summer Meet with some fantastic racing this weekend, the Stars and Stripes Day. Keep an eye to the sky. Tropical Storm Elsa. Nothing frozen about Tropical Storm Elsa. I can tell you that. Bearing down on the Mid-Atlantic and the Northeast. Anywhere from an inch and a half to 4 inches of rain locally. I just got my phone just went off that there's a flash flood warning until 7 p.m. here in Queens and Brooklyn. I'm right on the border in Howard Beach. So if you're listening and you're in those areas, be careful. Keep an eye to the sky. And then, of course, once you're safe, keep an eye to the sky for the weekend. I would imagine the stakes races will all be run. We got the River Memories on Sunday at Belmont as well. And you got the Robert Dick Memorial down at Delaware on Saturday, along with the Delaware Handicap. I would imagine those races will be safe, especially the races at Belmont with 8 weeks to recover with us moving our tack to Saratoga. Belmont Derby Invitational, Belmont Oaks Invitational, with those Coolmore horses coming over. I would imagine it's going to be fine. For the turf racing, but maybe the undercard and stuff. So just, you know, handicap it both ways. That's what I did. My picks for Talking Horses are up at NYRA.com already for tomorrow, and I just handicap them both ways. The Saturday picks will go up tonight. Or I might wait till the morning for the Saturday picks just to see what how much rain we do, in fact, get. Supposed to get a bulk of the rain on the overnight from, like, 2 in the morning to 9. So tomorrow's commute should be a brutal one. Thankfully, I don't have to leave the house till 10 o'clock. But yeah, it could affect the weekend racing. 888-966-4776. 13 stakes tomorrow night on the weekend stakes preview. So there's a lot of stakes action all over the country. And north of the border. I believe 4 of those races are going to emanate from Woodbine. And it's good to see them back in action. And it's that time of year, you know, we're getting ready to go to Saratoga here in New York, getting ready to go to Del Mar out in California, even other sports, you know, the NBA is starting to wrap things up. NHL wrapped things up last night. Before you know it, the training camps will be opening for football. But again, all of these things to me pale in comparison to Saratoga, and to a lesser degree, Del Mar kicking off there. Summer meets. A lot of people, a lot of my buddies who don't come up for the entire meet, they ask me if I feel like summer's over Wednesday when I point the car north. And it's weird because it's almost like Saratoga is a place unto itself, not just the lifestyle, but the racing, right? There are very few places for as long a period of time as Saratoga. You'll get it at Keeneland a little bit, I guess, with the 2 3-and-a-half-week meets, one in the spring, one in the fall, and Keeneland will be the subject of the Blood Horse News update in just a few minutes. But for 8 weeks, 40 days of racing stretched across essentially 8 weeks, you have horses coming in from various parts of the country. And unlike Keeneland, where they'll run once, maybe twice, with the schedule at Saratoga, it's not unusual for a horse to run 3 times. If you remember just a few years back, Voodoo Song ran and won four times. So having to factor in the outside influences on a circuit, whether it be trainers or riders, for a prolonged period of time is something I think that really is what makes the racing unique. And I know Ed this time of year always likes to talk about how he's doing, or he does the fiscal year, July to, you know, July to June 30th. He looks back. I think if you're one of these people who keeps numbers, I wouldn't put too much stress on how you did at Saratoga last year, because I feel like that Saratoga meet, due to the COVID, was a little bit of a different meet because you did not have as much of an outside influence. Just some food for thought. 888-966-4776. The number to call. It'll be here in for segment number two. And while we wait for the phone lines to ring and welcome in our first caller, let's do it now. It's time for the Blood Horse News Update. Look at the top headlines from bloodhorse.com. Speaking of Keeneland, Keeneland's run 2021 fall meet at full capacity. Keeneland, July 8th. 8th announced plans to open at full capacity for its 2021 fall meet to be held October 8th through the 30th. Tickets will go on sale to the public August 16th, beginning at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Demand is anticipated to be high, and fans are strongly encouraged to visit tickets.keeneland.com in advance of information on available tickets, options, pricing, and the process to purchase. Keeneland's e-ticketing platform enables patrons to complete their ticketing purchase online and to add tickets to their mobile wallets for easy scanning at the admission gates. There you go. Full capacity at Keeneland. That wraps up tonight's edition of the Blood Horse News Update. The new Blood Horse Plus is available through bloodhorse.com, and it provides exclusive content to subscribers, including daily detailed stakes winner section, Fox Sports, and Blood Horse branded weekly program showcasing the thoroughbred industry's upcoming races and recapping recent stakes races, behind the scenes videos and interviews, on demand access to deeper horse stats, and more. That's the new Blood Horse Plus on bloodhorse.com. Upgrade today. Great news. You know, again, obviously, Horse Racing Radio Network, we do try to keep a finger on the pulse of everything going on. They announced in Tokyo that the city will basically be in a state of emergency through these 2021 Olympics. And obviously, Tokyo, halfway around the world, things different in from state to state and country to country, hemisphere to hemisphere in this instance. But it's great to see things. And I think people, especially racetrack people, as affected as we were, the show had to go on. And, you know, we didn't miss a show. We didn't miss a program here at the network. Very proud of that. I will say that till the day I die. So I hope you're not sick of it, because you're going to keep hearing it. But, you know, those horses have to eat every day, and those horses have to be exercised and watered every day. So that routine, that aspect of the game never stopped. We missed you guys. We missed the fans. And having everybody pretty much, you know, it's full capacity here in New York now. It's back to the old. For a long time, it was ticketed. I believe you could still buy seats and tickets online, but now you can walk up to tomorrow afternoon. You want to come to Belmont Park for First Post at 1 o'clock. You could walk up with a $5 bill, hand it to Maria or Denise or anybody at the front gate, and they're going to let you in. You can go over to Ada or Karen, and you can buy yourself a program. You can go and see Willie or Mary, and you can go place a bet. So, and it's been great. It's been great. And I have to tell you, as great as the racing is, and as great as the town is and the lifestyle is, the thing I'm looking forward to the most next Thursday are the lines of people that will be waiting to get into the old spa. The people waiting, and this is a little selfish, but the people waiting outside of Section B for our return, the people waiting outside of the Talking Horses set for Andy and I, I'm looking forward to seeing people that some people I didn't see for 2 years. And more importantly, some people that haven't been able to go to a racetrack for 2 years. I'm really looking forward to that. Tom in St. Louis, our first caller of the night. Hey, Tom, welcome to the BrizNet.com call-in show.
Big A, I get the mark. I'm hitting leadoff tonight, my friend. How you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Hey, great, great. I'll digress, and I'll get to my point why I called in a second. But what a great batch of news. You guys are going up to Saratoga next week. It's going to be people lining the streets, people talking in the town, people tearing it up, just like a sport needs to be. You got yesterday, Oaklawn says they're going to start in December. They're going to go all the way to May. Now you got Keeneland saying this. You know, this sport has been resilient. People try to kill this sport in the media for years. And you know what? No matter what they do, the people in the sport, and it's because the people on the backside, the owners, the trainers, people like your dad, like my dad, guys that just do it all. Those are the people getting up at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, Big A. Those are the people, and everybody in this industry needs to take a bow that does things, from you guys to the people that walk the horses to the people that feed them to the night watchman. I want to say that before I say anything. Now, Big A, the reason I called, and I got a question and got in a discussion today, and you're going to be the guy to help me with. When somebody says my best bet of the day, I've always thought that to mean, look, it doesn't necessarily need to be a favorite, but it's a horse that I think can win at the highest price, that can be in the gambling ring, the smartest play of the day. Might not be a horse that wins, but look, might be an 11, 12 to 1 horse that's a single pace play or something like that. And I had a guy tell me, no, if your best bet of the day, it's the horse you believe should win no matter what the price.
No,
and I said, you
that's
mean
incorrect.
So was I right or wrong, buddy?
So my definition, and listen, everybody's definition is going to be different. My definition of the best bet of the day, when I used to do stuff more regularly over at VegasInsider.com, before I was doing anything with the network, with Naira, and I sold my picks on a regular basis, I would give my selections, I would give my plays, and I would give three add-ons at the bottom of the sheet. The add-ons were the lock of the day. The lock of the day is the horse that you think can't lose, regardless of price. Your lock of the day would be like if you were picking football games on television on any one of the networks, and you weren't worried about gambling, and you would say, okay, the Steelers are going to bury the Bengals today. And if it was a 17-point spread or a half-point spread, it didn't matter. That's the lock of the day. And Tom, as always, thanks for the call. The best bet of the day is a combination of, okay, I don't think this horse is going to get beat. And at his price, this is where I'm taking my stand. The best. Right? That's the best. The lock is just certainty. But my lock of the day might be 1-5. That's not a best bet. And then I would give a live long shot. There were times the best bet and a live long shot were the same horse. Because that would make sense. I like a 12-1 shot. I'm going to make that horse the best bet and the live long shot, because if I think he has that good of a chance, I'm going to bet on him at that price. He's also a long shot. They would be both. You would never get lock of the day. Very rare you got lock of the day and best bet of the day. I mean, if the horse was 2-1 morning line or something, yeah, maybe. Maybe because I've had plenty of people tell me if I can give him a 2-1 shot every day, if you were able to triple your money every day, double your money every day, triple your money every day, you'd be in pretty good shape. 888-966-4776. We'll take a break. Come back. Ed DeRosa should be here. We'll take more of your calls. You're listening to the BrizNet.com call-in show here on HRRN.
This is the BrizNet.com call-in show. The phone lines are open. Call now. 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776.
Daily charges on the best summer racing can add up quickly, which is why BrizNet.com offers discounted prices on Saratoga and Del Mar. Want to handicap all summer for one low price? Then visit BrizNet.com/plans to get full meet Saratoga or Del Mar past performances. For only $40, you can have unlimited access to PPs at either of racing's premier summer meets. Are you looking to go beyond the PPs and get even more information and analysis? BrizNet.com has full meet daily selections plans for both Saratoga and Del Mar. Daily Selections is BrizNet's flagship picks product, providing full card analysis and best bets for the nation's top tracks. Visit BrizNet.com/plans to get your Saratoga and Del Mar plans now. Buy now and save all summer long.
Thoroughbred Charities of America raises and distributes funding to approved nonprofits that help thoroughbreds and the people who care for them. TCA's annual grants support aftercare and incentive programs, health and human service initiatives for backstretch and farm workers, and equine-assisted therapy programs that utilize thoroughbreds. TCA is one, helping many. Please support TCA today at tca.org.
HRRN is live online. Go to our website at horseracingradio.net to stream all of our broadcasts live or listen to the show archives anytime. Read our blogs, get the latest news, and see our entire broadcast schedule. It's all there at horseracingradio.net. And follow us on Twitter at HRRN and like our page on Facebook. Search Apple Podcasts for HRRN and download our latest shows. HRRN is home to racing's biggest events, and our home on the web is at horseracingradio.net.
Hey, it's Corey Lannery. You listen to the Horse Racing Radio Network.
This is the BrizNet.com call-in show. The phone lines are open. Call now, 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776.
Welcome back to the BrizNet.com call-in show here on HRRN, 888-966-4776. That's the number Liz in Tennessee called. Hey, Liz, welcome to the BrizNet.com call-in show.
Hey, Anthony, hope you're doing well.
All's great, thank you. How are you?
Oh, getting by, but I've got a confession to make. I can't get out of the garbage can in Saratoga no matter what I do. I need help, my friend. What am I doing wrong? I just can't figure that place out. I've been handicapping for 4 years, play every race every Saturday religiously at Saratoga just to practice, and I'm not doing anything right. I have hit one bet in 4 years. So obviously there's a hole in my handicapping somewhere. Help me find it.
Okay. All right. So let's do, we have a little time. What kind of wagers do you make, Liz?
At this point, I'm so chicken, I've reduced myself to $2 show bet, just trying to hit something.
Okay. The very easy answer to this is whatever you're doing, do the opposite.
Tried that. here's my question. Somebody suggested to me, that who's also having the same problem, that it might be kind of a horses for courses thing. So I thought I'd ask you, because you have the expertise from the backside, is there a type of Saratoga horse? Is there a way of going or a confirmation, anything like that,
so
that I'm willing to take into account?
This is what I'll say, and my talking horses partner would tell me this is voodoo. The one thing I will tell you is this. Saratoga mud and slop is different than other racetracks. So the wet track form doesn't necessarily hold up. You may have a horse that's 0 for 10 in the slop that runs at Saratoga and, you know, looks like relaunch or vice versa. So that's something that, and that's a handicapping principle I stick to. I'm a wet track guy. So I think you got to be careful of that.
All right.
The biggest thing to, for me, in the distance races, is all of the races in New York at Belmont are around one turn, except five races every year on the dirt. And when you go a mile and an eighth at Saratoga, which there's no mile chute, so it's, you know, six, six and a half, seven, or a mile and an eighth. There's no mile and a sixteenth, mile and an eighth. Those races are around two turns. So
gotcha.
I think you give you give speed. I give speed. You know, maybe a speed horse that's tiring down. And these are just some basic handicapping principles, Liz. Maybe a speed horse that's tiring at Belmont gets helped by the two turns. You got to remember, if you're going a mile.
Okay.
Or a mile on this. Let's just use the mile as an example. If you're going a mile at Belmont Park, you're running more than a half mile straight to the far turn.
Right.
That's a long way to carry speed. And it, you know, when horses have straightaways, they tend to go faster because the turns don't slow them down naturally. So I always give a little bit of an edge. You know, if I like two horses the same, I'm going to give the speed the edge in the two turn races.
Okay.
And it's just basic stuff like that. And thank you for the call as we welcome Ed DeRosa in. Hi, Ed.
Hello. Were you making a Pimlico reference?
No, I wasn't making a
Pimlico reference.
No tight turns in Saratoga. just talking about, you know, like at Belmont Park, you go a mile at Belmont, you got a 4-plus furlong run to the far turn. That's a long way for, you know, any horse, namely a speed horse who, you know, on straightaways, they tend to get faster because the turns slow them down naturally. And I just think in Saratoga, you'll see speed tend to do better because of the two turns. And, you know, I think you can not necessarily find value, but you can find, you know, if you got closers winning on a regular basis at Belmont in some of these. And I think you find it more in like the mid-level claiming races, like the 30 to the 50. You know, the horses that run often, you'll find that these speedier types have a little bit more success at Saratoga. And you find it, and people will say, well, then it should make sense at Aqueduct. No, we have a mile chute at Aqueduct, and a lot of more races are run out of the chute. So it's the same thing. It's another half mile run.
Right.
The two turn races at Saratoga, because we don't have a mile chute, I think that's where the speed gets a little bit of an edge that they don't have some of the other 10 months of the year in New York.
You definitely hear that, he couldn't win it a mile at Belmont, and he comes here a mile and an eighth, and that's a perfect example, because I think anecdotally a lot of people think you can't carry your speed. And at the stakes level, I think you're absolutely right. You know, the stakes level, they're high quality and maybe not, but those middling level races where the competition is in and out a lot too. You get brave on the front end and makes sense to me.
Mark is in Ed DeRosa's native state, Ohio. Hey, Mark, welcome to the Brisnet.com call-in show.
Hi, good afternoon, Anthony. I was been listening to you for a few hours now. I was wanting to revisit a topic of conversation you had couple hours or so ago, if you don't mind.
Sure.
And, that was on the you had asked what race absolutely shocked you. I wanted to share mine with you, and I'll take it back to the 2011 Wood Memorial, Toby's Corner over Uncle Mo.
That's a great one.
I watched that on a replay, and I still cannot believe that Uncle Mo lost that. He was just dead in the stretch, and that corner came up.
That's a great one. I was not there for that. I don't remember where I was for that. I was one of the rare Wood Memorials I was not at Aqueduct for. It had to be something for a girl, because it couldn't have been something for anything else. Wow. That's a great one.
Yeah.
That's a great one, Mark. I like that.
You asked that question. Yeah. I'll share another one with you that was interesting also. You remember the horse called Shared Belief that ran at Charlestown?
Well, he got hurt that night, so that was a little bit different. Yeah.
That was a little bit different. But yeah, what to me was intriguing about that race was that the horse Moreno, what he paid to show, he paid like $76 or $78, if I'm not mistaken, off a $2 to show. So that's how I remember that race.
Yeah. Thanks. And yeah, that's a good one. Uncle Mo was a good one. Thanks for the call, Mark. So Ed, earlier today on Race Day presented by Twins Flyers, Bobby Newman and I were going over some upsets. There was a 1-5 shot in the opener that re-rallied past the second and third choices. And obviously, you know, you're not going to equate the opener at Indiana Grand to some of the races we were talking about. I remember that 2019 Devona Dale, the return of Jaywalk. I was never more shocked by a horse losing in my life than I had that field up, cookie dough and Geltrin and champagne. There were horses in there that, I think half of them won maybe once. F High Regard was in there. It was a turf horse now. It was a bad bunch of horses. And she looked like a lead pipe cinch, and I was never more surprised by a defeat in my life.
Yeah, that's. I would say the most surprised I've been by a race. I mean, I haven't obviously thought about it that long, but off the top of my head, and the winner ended up being the favorite, but just surprised that she won, was the 2002. Juvenile fillies with Storm Flag Flying coming back on composure.
Okay, but I'm more along the lines of an upset of a single, like Bobby right. Newman's. Bobby Newman was talking about the 2019 Breeders' Cup Juvenile with eight rings and Dennis's Moment. That almost doesn't qualify because it was two of them. I'm talking about a singular dud of a performance. Just like how did. You know, it's hard to say, like, all right, well, if you were an Arrogate fan, Gunrunner beating Arrogate. No.
Nah,
you know, maybe right. You could say, Arrogate San Diego would be on the list. No question.
Yeah.
No question. No question. Oof. But to me, it's still that Jaywalk race.
Yeah, that's what about Warpass in the Tampa Bay Derby?
I kind of feel like, you know, and you could say this then about Jaywalk too. Yeah, the 3-year-old, that's up there. I think it's certainly on the list. It's certainly on the top 10 list.
1-20, which, odds don't necessarily need to play a role. But, you know, 1-10 is one thing and rare in and of itself. But when you're paying 210 to win, or in his case, not, but you know what I mean. Like, that's an upset.
Yeah. 888-966-4776. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll take more of your calls. I know he's talked about it a couple of times, but we will talk to Ed about the gambling year. How's that sound, my man?
Let's do it.
We'll do it when we return. You're listening to the BrizNet.com call-in show. Give us a call, 888-966-4776 on the Horse Racing Radio Network.
This is the BrizNet.com call-in show. The phone lines are open. Call now, 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776.
Daily charges on the best summer racing can add up quickly, which is why BrizNet.com offers discounted prices on Saratoga and Del Mar. Want a handicap all summer for one low price? Then visit BrizNet.com/plans to get full meet, Saratoga, or Del Mar past performances. For only $40, you can have unlimited access to PPs at either of racing's premier summer meets. Are you looking to go beyond the PPs and get even more information and analysis? BrizNet.com has full meet daily selections plans for both Saratoga and Del Mar. Daily Selections is BrizNet's flagship picks product, providing full card analysis and best bets for the nation's top tracks. Visit BrizNet.com/plans to get your Saratoga and Del Mar plans now. Buy now and save all summer long.
Organizations, 160 facilities, 7,800 horses. One accreditation. The Thoroughbred Aftercare Alliance is the only accrediting body in thoroughbred aftercare and is supported by all aspects of the thoroughbred industry. To learn more or to support the TAA, visit thoroughbredaftercare.org.
Get to know the men and women who make this sport go on Trainer Talk, presented by Facig Tipton. Mike Pena sits down with Hall of Famers, up-and-comers, and everyone in between with an intimate conversation that goes beyond the X's and O's. Hear their stories every Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. Eastern on Sirius 219 XM 201 or streaming live at horseracingradio.net. It's the show that trainers listen to. Trainer Talk, presented by Faisig Tipton, only on HRRN.
Okay, this is Carl Nasker, and I listen to HRRN.
This is the Briznet.com call-in show. The phone lines are open. Call now, 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776.
Welcome back. Briznet.com call-in show here on HRRN, 888-966-4776, Big A, Action Ed, and you. All right, Ed, give us the skinny. How did you do the fiscal, right?
No, I just was lazy when it came time to write about it, and yeah, no, it was 2020. So.
Oh, I thought you did the fiscal for some reason.
Well, just because it's July 7th. That would make sense, but yeah, no, it was finally the 2020 numbers, which I mean, could have very easily just said, here's the percentages, but I had, you know, done some work about looking at how I did when I handicapped a certain way or at a certain time, you know, when I was wagering a certain way at home, at the office, like on my mobile, driving around town. And the big takeaway is the ROI suffers if I'm not watching the races.
What do you think that is?
I think part of it is when, I mean, let's just as an example, oh yeah, you know, family's going to the mall. And well, shoot, you know, it was every Saturday or Sunday there was something, maybe a carryover, and I wanted to, you know, do a grid for it or promote it or whatever. And well, I'm going to be running around, so I don't want to risk not getting my bet in or, you know, getting the evil eye because I'm, you know, off in the corner punching tickets while, you know, the kids are out and about. So, okay, I'll put my ticket in ahead of time. So I think that's a big negative because in those situations, I think I'm more prone, you have incomplete information the further out you are from the race, but B, I think I'm more prone to just totally cavemanning it and saying, okay, what's a ticket, one ticket I can play, easy to follow along, insanity insurance. And, you know, that's just not the right way to play for me based on how I handicap. So I think that hurts when I do it that way. But I just think what, you know, the ebb and flow and being able to make changes going into the race based on, you know, whether it's will pays, the live odds in the first leg, win betting throughout a card versus not, I just think makes a big difference. I really didn't think it did, but the numbers were black and white for sure.
So you have these, you have detailed, like you have, you got to keep some pretty, I mean, you're like the Terminator, detailed files. You have.
Yeah, I use the Google Drive, the sheets on there, because it's, you know, easy to use anywhere and it's in the cloud. And it had been just, you know, by day, make a note of the tracks I'm playing, and then, you know, basically the money in and out. And I've never even after 2020 gotten too into the weeds about track and wager type and amount, because that's all in the TwinSpire stuff. So what, you know, what I'm interested in trying to keep track of that I can't have at my fingertips at all times is, okay, what else can I track? So, you know, I just make a column and it's, you know, A equals at home, B equals the office, C equals the track, you know, things like that. And just, you know, code it for, there's one column for how I handicapped the race and a column for where I was wagering. And I found that where I handicapped didn't matter. Pretty linear, like whether, you know, I'm at home watching TV, I'm in the office, like it didn't seem like that affected the output. But what absolutely changed, depending on what I was doing, was where I was betting and watching the races.
Interesting. Interesting. 888-966-4776. See, I would think handicapping the races would be another strong factor. Let's get a call and we'll get back to this. Jim's in Boston. Hey, Jim, welcome to the BrizNet.com call-in show.
Hey, guys, how you doing tonight? Anthony, any days that you're on tap to call the races at Saratoga this summer?
No, it'll be Johnny I, and I believe Frank Miramati's coming in for a couple of days.
Okay. Secondly, are you on to any out-of-town jockeys going to stable up there for the summer? Anybody big coming in, or is it going to be the regular New York guys? Or
I think it's usual. I know Tyler Gaffalione's here starting Saturday. I don't remember. I handicapped Friday and Saturday already. It's all a blur and a beating because you got to handicap. I had to handicap all the races both ways except the Belmont Derby and the Belmont Oaks because I think everything else, there's a chance of switching from turf to dirt. So I had a handicap. You know, it's 20 races total, but it's really like 31 at this point or 29. So Tyler's here starting Saturday, I think.
Okay. When's Charles from Mississippi coming up?
I got to find out. He's going to give me a call tonight. I tried to get in touch with him. I haven't been able to get a hold of him. I got to figure that out. I'll let everybody know.
Cool. I'll be looking for you up there, buddy.
Section B, Jim. We broadcast. I've pretty much, and thanks for the call, but come by Section B downstairs, right against the back, you know, against the racetrack on the apron. You can't miss the stage. I'll have the banner up. I am getting too old to cover radio equipment with my suit jacket, bail the canvas out with the folding chair. Four-star Dave 2016. I mean, the scene of the little A. Acacia Courtney and I taking turns bailing out the equipment. They canceled the card. Arlington Million, they canceled the four-star Dave. Me, her, and Phil. We're up for Phil's birthday weekend, his 45th. He'll be up again this year for his 50th. Bailing out the awning, and just a disaster. So if there's a real chance of if I see storms in Syracuse when I rock Breakfast at Saratoga, I'll be hosting Breakfast at Saratoga this year, by the way, so come on out. That'll be a lot of fun. Every racing day, no Whitney, Travers, or closing day. Or if it's over 95, if it's going to be 95 degrees, I'll be doing it from my home. But other than that, I'll be at Section B. Stop by, say hello. I do some other stuff while I'm up there as well. I do some Capital OTB stuff. So I'm even usually at Section B on the weekends. It's a nice little spot to have. I'm usually over there on the weekends, work/social, but certainly there Wednesday through Friday for my HRRN duties, including this program. This program will emanate from Section B at Saratoga next Thursday. Looking forward to it, Ed.
Saratoga.
Saratoga. Now, you're not coming up, but Scully is.
Scully is. Yeah. Well, I can't miss Arlington this year.
Okay. Understandable. Understand. So you will not be at the Charles meet and greet. We'll have to.
I don't want to not commit to that because if the date ends up being okay.
Okay.
So.
All right.
But yeah, no Travers, not targeting a stakes or anything to be there. But Charles definitely holds the trump card.
Charles is ready to roll. 888-966-4776. We should be hearing from him soon. Maybe he can shed some light onto when he is when he's coming up. I would think, so getting back to the conversation before the break, I would think where you handicap would play a role in that as well. I can see what you're saying, though, about, you know, wanting to follow along, checking the tote, checking the will pays, you know, especially in maiden races, is there a live firster more often than not? Now, again, this goes back to the conversation I was having with Bobby on race day presented by Twin Spires earlier. Forget about who's live on the board. It seems like this tote board speaks more now to who's dead on the board.
Who's dead? So, yeah, that's a good point.
You know,
especially with so much money coming late. But I mean, the dead money, you just know if they're dead. I mean, it's there's definitely a vibe to that. So,
yeah
that's a good point.
Yeah,
I think part of it is with my style of handicapping. You know, I use a lot of numbers. I use the Always software with BrisNet. It's very there's definitely a sort of formula, for lack of a better word. I hate to denigrate it like that, but you know,
you have there's more structure. There's more structure to your hand.
Yeah,
and that's fine.
Yeah, and that, you know, in my mind, I'm thinking odds line. Like when I see what it spits out, and Always gives you an odds line. But even when I look at the sheets, or you know, and I'm not saying I'm trying to get it down to, oh yeah, this horse has a 22.86% chance. Like, you know, I'm not the guy from Beautiful Mind, but I do in my head, I'm thinking, okay, bad favorite, you know, probably be 2-1, should be 4 or 5-1. So I'm compartmentalizing like that and then putting together, you know, the picture. So I think that's part of why that it doesn't really matter handicapping wise, because it's pretty rote. You know, I just go through the motions of looking at the numbers I like to look at and making notes based off that, and then digging deeper where I need to. But I don't think there's any, you know, if I were handicapping like that at the mall, that'd probably be a problem. But I'm always stationary. I mean, I'm focused on it in some way. But then to put that properly into action, you absolutely need to see the board and be focused. And a lot, and you know, the times I'm not, where I'm just, all right, here are my A's and B's, you know, what ticket makes sense, just it doesn't work out. And you know, I think ego is a big thing. I wrote about that in the blog, like, you know, that FOMO, like you put in the time. What if today's the day? You know, I think sometimes you can still look at a sequence and say, oh man, I like these 2 20-to-1s. I got to play something. And that's different. But just to play because you looked at it and you're not even going to be watching live, it's a little degenny.
Bad trap. It's a trap.
Yeah.
It's a big trap.
Yep.
It's a big, you know, that dawned on me this way. You know, I'm glad and these are conversations. I kind of feel like this is like a therapy session all of a sudden. These are things that we should talk about more.
Absolutely.
Went to the track 100%. Sunday. Went to the track Sunday. Phil was coming to hang out for the day. I did not like the card that much on Sunday. Pretty sure I made that point. That point got across on Talking Horses. Anybody who came over didn't really like the card on Sunday. Probably wouldn't have stayed if Phil wasn't coming out for the day. But Phil and I so rarely, I mean, after, you know, it was the first day we'd spent at the track together in over a year and a half. And I decided that I was going to act accordingly. If I got stuck, I wasn't going to chase. I was going to act accordingly. And I was going to bet without getting pennies. I was going to bet pennies. I didn't really like anything. And had an absolute blast of a day. Got alive on like a $60 investment to Firenze Fire for 800 and got beat. What are you going to do? And this weekend kind of showed me that basically what we're talking about right now. Just because you're doing the work doesn't mean you got to fire away like a lunatic. And a great example of that is a couple of weeks ago, I was out at a friend's house, wasn't watching the races, and, you know, had a couple of strong opinions, took a couple of big blasts. One of the, I can't remember who they were right now, it's all blurred into one beating at this point. One of the horses, I remember saying to myself, oh my God, this horse was 3-1. I never would have bet a dime on this horse at 3-1. And, you know, just took a massive beating. I've kind of come to that. Where if I'm doing something away from the track that's important enough to me to miss the races, I'm going to stick to that. Because
that's a great way of putting it.
It's at the point where, and listen, you and I do this for a living. It's at the point where you have to watch that tote board. That tote board, it's different than it was in the past. It's different than it was in the past. That tote board gives you more negative information than positive information now. And I have preached this since I was 12 years old. Tell me when you can't win. I don't want to know. My friend Alex DeRosa, may he rest in peace. Bobby Barbera's assistant for many years. Walking in to the track one day. I think my dad had Pazua's book. My dad couldn't lose the second race. He was on like a 10-to-1 shot. We loved the horse. Pazua loved the horse. I remember saying to my dad walking in, well, Bobby Barbera can't lose the first race. I'm making a cold double. Barbera's horse was stretching out to a mile or a mile and 70 yards on the old inner and looked like he was just going to be gone. I remember going, walking in, seeing Alex, Bobby's longtime assistant. Junior, what are you doing? I'm making a big double, your horse to my horse in a second. I can't win. My horse can't breathe. Owner won't do the tieback surgery. I said, you're going to be 3-5. Horse can't win. Horse couldn't go a mile and 70 yards on a Sally van. I was like, okay. And it was the kind of thing where, like, Barbera's horse was going to be loose. There was going to be another horse sitting second. And there was going to be the Grand Canyon back to the third horse. I switched. I made the double with the second horse. He turned to me and said, oh, he's gone now, so I can't incriminate him. Unfortunately, he passed away a bunch of years ago in an automobile accident in Saratoga. He turned to me, he's like, you really like the horse in the second? You're going to make me a $100 double, whatever you're going to do. Went upstairs. I made the double for him for $100. I made the double for myself for $100. His horse went to the lead. The 3/8 pole came, and his horse decided to call it a day. Second horse went on, paid like $11.60. Pazua won the second. Horse paid $18. Double came back $87 or something. We each hit $100 double.
So
tell me when you can't win. And that's what that tote board does now. Tells you when they can't win. So
love it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now the negative's more powerful than the positive nowadays.
No question about it. I said it earlier.
Especially if
everybody,
you're
who's, you know what? I'm going to let you have that moment. 888-966-4776. One more break. We'll come back to wrap this edition of the BrisNet.com call-in show on the Horse Racing Radio Network.
This is the BrisNet.com call-in show. The phone lines are open. Call now. 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776.
Daily charges on the best summer racing can add up quickly, which is why BrisNet.com offers discounted prices on Saratoga and Del Mar. Want a handicap all summer for one low price? Then visit BrisNet.com/plans to get full meet, Saratoga, or Del Mar past performances. For only $40, you can have unlimited access to PPs at either of racing's premier summer meets. Are you looking to go beyond the PPs and get even more information and analysis? BrisNet.com has full meet daily selections plans for both Saratoga and Del Mar. Daily Selections is BrisNet's flagship picks product, providing full card analysis and best bets for the nation's top tracks. Visit BrisNet.com/plans to get your Saratoga and Del Mar plans now. Buy now and save all summer long.
Hey, racing fans, Mike Pena here. Are you or someone you know looking for racing news in Spanish? Then check out the latest product from ElPotroRoberto.com. La Mía Extra, a monthly news magazine touching on every aspect of the world of thoroughbred racing, and it's all in Spanish. From breeding and veterinary topics to racing stats, results, pedigree information, and more, you'll find it all in La Mía Extra. And here's the best part. It's available absolutely free. Get your copy today on issue.com/La Mía Extra or visit ElPotroRoberto.com.
Hi, this is the Big A, Anthony Stabile, reminding you that Race Day, presented by Twin Spires, comes to you every Wednesday through Friday from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern here on HRRN. Bobby Newman joins me for racing from tracks like Churchill Downs, Belmont Park, and Santa Anita. We'll also bring you interviews with all of the players, both big and small, in Thoroughbred Racing. You can tune in to Race Day, presented by Twin Spires, on Sirius 219, XM 201, or stream it live on your home for all of racing's biggest events at horseracingradio.net.
This is Jockey Orlando Bocachica, and you are listening to the Horse Racing Radio Network.
This is the Brisnet.com call-in show. The phone lines are open. Call now, 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776.
Welcome back. Brisnet.com call-in show here on the Horse Racing Radio Network, 888-966-4776. You missed Trainer Talk, presented by Phasic Tipton. Phil Bauer joined Mike Penna last night for the full hour. Head back over to horseracingradio.net. Take a listen in podcast form. Tomorrow, business as usual, Race Day, presented by Twin Spires. Live action from Belmont, Ellis, and the early double from Monmouth Park. Tomorrow night, weekend stakes preview, 13 stakes, including the Belmont Oaks, Belmont Derby, Victory Ride, and River Memories as we wrap up the spring-summer meet at Belmont Park before heading to Saratoga. Saturday morning, show at Launch Network, the Equine Forum, presented by Woodbine Entertainment. Mike Penna takes you through 3 hours of racing action. What's the weekend look like, my man?
We're loaded as well. Daily selections for the Delaware card. Of course, for Belmont with your big card, and then we've heard Lee croon about it so eloquently. Next time we talk, it'll be opening day eve, I believe, so we'll mention it then. But ahead of time, PPs for both Saratoga and Del Mar, unlimited plans, either track, both tracks. People love knowing that they're in for the meet. Download at your will. Should be a good one, so go to brisnet.com/plans for all of that.
All right, so we're all covered over at Brisnet. Where will you be racing from this weekend? Anywhere in particular?
I was at Indiana Grand yesterday for the Derby, so I think this weekend will give me a chance to test my mettle and lay low, because I'm going to spend some time with the fam. My daughter wants to go to the mall, so after being gone a couple days, looking forward to that.
Yeah, I'm gonna test my willpower on Sunday.
Mandatory payout, though.
I know. I'm gonna I'm gonna fight it.
That's something I added for this year, and it's not good. Which, I mean, pick sixes and pick fives are hard to hit anyway. But taking a look at carryover and mandatory payout, and I'm starting to think I need to pass on a few of these if I'm not comfortable with the sequence. I mean, talk about, in my mind, another trap, like, oh, it's a mandatory payout. Well, depending on the track, that might not even be a positive expectation. I mean, if they bet $1.2 million into it at Belmont and it's $150,000 carryover, well, it's great to have that size pool. If you have a couple long shots, you're definitely going to separate and get paid. But if you think it's chalky, or just don't have a strong opinion, more to the point, I mean, you got to pass. Like, is it really worth playing when you normally wouldn't just because the takeout's 10% instead of 15 or 24? I don't think so.
Right. That's kind of like when people tell me, oh, well, I was pot committed. Sevens don't beat nines, regardless of how much money you have in the middle of the pot.
Right.
They don't beat them. They don't beat them. And if you're a good enough poker player, the same way if you're a good enough handicapper, you know when you have sevens, and you know when your opponent has nines, and you know when you're putting your money in the wrong place. It's the same exact thing.
Yep.
Right? If you're not familiar or comfortable with a circuit, they dangle the carrot. Yeah, I'll freely admit it, and I want to support my man Bobby Newman as much as possible. I know they had that force out on Monday. I took a quick look at that. I took a look at the first two races of that sequence. I might as well have been reading Swahili. $34 horse, $27. I mean, it was just like, it was literally, it was just bombs away. I think paid $25,000. Great. If you fired and you got lucky, awesome. Congratulations. More power to you. You didn't get my $144 in the pool. Because, right? Because we are such creatures of habit. Mandatory payout. Ooh.
Yeah. Carryover.
Carryover. Double carry. Ah. Right?
Yeah.
Pretzels are fat-free. Fat-free pretzels. Yes, all pretzels are fat-free. We get it. Thank you. Move on. 888-966-4776. I don't know where everybody is. If everybody just waiting for Saratoga, I feel like this is a turf race at Belmont. We went 25-52 tonight with these calls.
This is I mean, it is the off week, I guess, so to speak, but they'll show up for the Saratoga opening.
How about Original in the Manila on Sunday? 24-2, 50-1.
Oh, right.
Flavian Pratt. Domestic spending wins the allowance race, the Chad Brown allowance race, they're going to call it, on Belmont Stakes Racing Festival. He won it 5 years in a row with grade one winners. Wins it. Sitting a half length off the lead. He was next to last, 7 lengths off the lead the other day. He got beat a half length. Scary.
I heard domestic spending's coming to Arlington.
Not domestic. I keep calling them domestic spending, public sector. Yes, domestic spending's going to Arlington for the Richard D. Right, the Richard D's the big one, the Bruce D's the Secretariat, and the Beverly D's the Beverly D.
Beverly D's still the Beverly D.
Yeah, but no, it's not a million, 600,000. But yes, domestic spending. Domestic spending is...
You know what Jason Beam calls it?
No.
The million after taxes.
How was the trip to Indiana Grand, by the way? I gotta get out. I was talking to... we had Eric Hallstrom on the Equine Forum. I had him. I filled in for Mike last week. I might get out there in the fall. I haven't figured it out yet.
Oh. Well, my favorite bar is 15 minutes away.
Say again?
My favorite bar is 15 minutes away.
Now, is that a day trip for you?
I mean, this time it definitely wasn't, because Rachel and I did some promos on Tuesday, so I stayed the night. And then when I saw a post time for the Indiana Derby, I said, well, let's stay too, because... You know, I got out of there at 9, and I mean, 2 hours is doable, but I was much more comfortable doing it early in the morning after getting some sleep.
Unlike Ernie Banks, who said, let's play two, Ed said, let's stay.
This is exactly the illusion I was going for. Yeah. But, I mean, for sure, too, if, like, you know, somebody's, oh, let's go up to Indiana Grand, like, you know, Dark Tuesday, it easily a day trip, for sure.
So if I'm coming to Indiana Grand, you can definitely come up for the day.
Yes.
All right. That adds to the encouragement of getting out there.
Yeah, no, it's you know, one of those right-sized plants. They, you know, built it in a modern era, so it's built for the crowds you would expect. But, you know, of the many Racinos out there, this is one you know is a racetrack, which I appreciate.
That's awesome. Oh, I like to hear stuff like that. I like to hear stuff like that. Plus, I got the new wheels. So
that's right. The old wheels found a good home, it looked like.
Old wheels might be getting taken out of here this week. We're having a little Bon Voyage barbecue this week.
Yeah.
So, yeah, my friend who's taking...
Smoke a little meat, smoke a few cigars.
Yep, smoke a little meat, smoke a little few cigars. You got it, my man. All right, great job as always.
Yeah.
We'll do it again next Thursday. You'll be in the bluegrass. I'll be at the spa.
Can't wait.
Talk to you then. Thanks to Tom in St. Louis, Liz in Tennessee, Mark in Ohio, and Jim in Boston for joining us on the program. Back tomorrow at 3. Race Day presented by Twin Spires, live racing from Belmont, Ellis, and Monmouth. Weekend Stakes preview tomorrow night at 6:13. Weekend Stakes for Bobby, Ed, and Lee. I'm the Big A, Anthony Steele. I hope you have a lucky night. I hope you win all your photo finishes. Stay safe if you're in the path of Tropical Storm Elsa, so we can talk to you tomorrow. Have a great night, HRR Nation.